from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, a request to change Donald Trump's gag order in his hush money case is being denied. Late today, the judge shot down the argument that he should be allowed to respond publicly to adult film star Stormy Daniels now that she's off the stand. Earlier, she was accused by Trump's lawyer of making up phony stories about sexual relations. A daycare worker in Morris County is charged with assaulting a toddler.
Prosecutors say 38-year-old Christina Susco assaulted the 16-month-old girl at Mount Olive Child Care and Learning Center in late March. She's charged with aggravated assault and child endangerment. The center's executive director said Susco, who worked as a young infant caregiver, was immediately fired. She's been released on a series of conditions. Susco's biography on the Learning Center's website says she's a mother of three. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Republicans State Senator Robert Singer and Assemblyman Sean Kane are proposing legislation to discourage anti-Semitic policies by state-affiliated organizations. One of the bills would remove all state aid and other funding types to any university that divests from Israel, which is a key demand by protesters. A law now in effect in New Jersey is offering some relief to drunk drivers as they can shave some time off their punishment or save hundreds of dollars by being proactive in installing an ignition interlock device before they're found guilty.
With this new law, any fines associated with the charge would be waived if the driver gets the device installed on their vehicle before their conviction. Defense attorney Leon Matchin in Milltown says the incentive only applies to alcohol cases, not driving while high, and
it doesn't apply to accident cases that involve serious bodily injury.
Drivers who face a suspended license for their DUI can get credit off their suspension for every couple days they have an interlock device installed in advance. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts into your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How's the weekend looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Periods of rain tonight. It'll be cloudy. We'll have a low temperature right around 50. Now, the steadiest rain tonight will be during the overnight hours. We'll still have rain and drizzle at times throughout tomorrow and what's going to be a cloudy, damp, chilly day. High temperatures only in the low 50s, so temperatures really don't move much tomorrow. Rain and drizzle will diminish tomorrow evening and perhaps some breaks in the clouds late. Lows in the low to mid 40s. Some sun will give way to clouds Saturday. Perhaps a late day shower in northwest hills. Highs will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now, we have a 68 degrees in Berkeley Heights, 64 degrees in Manalapan, 66 degrees in Salem. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages you deserve. Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com or call 732-704-4020. And by Ficaro's, if you need auto body work, Ficaro's has immediate repair openings for your late model vehicle. Remember, choosing a repair shop is your right, not your insurance company's decision. Don't fall for the insurance company's scare tactics. Visit Ficaro's.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.